All right, traders, you came for it, and here it is, the three picks for the upcoming week for Monday to hopefully get you prepared to trade options in this crazy, crazy market. And again, I'm in a bathrobe right here. If you ain't trading in a bathrobe, have you even made it? That's a question you got to ask yourself. But let's get into the plays. Subscribe, like. We'd love to have you guys learning with me every single week. But we have to look at last week's plays because we always want to get better. We always want to understand what went right, what went wrong, so we can use those data points to trade better and better in the future. So 4 was a bearish triple bottom touch. 1, 2, and 3. Right here, we did not break down. But for the weeklies, you didn't even need a breakdown to make large percentage points. Just from the Friday till Wednesday move, one guy commented on the YouTube video, 400%. A half of that, a quarter of that is good enough for me. That's my goal in trading, is a 100% minimum. So congrats to anyone who took 4. We will not be playing this for a breakdown until we hit a 4th time or a 5th time around October. So 4 is going to have to wait on this one. If we touch the trend line at 83, we can look for another reversal down. But again, we're just playing the momentum. Right now it's going up. I'm not holding puts when something's going up. Next up, Twitter. From Friday till Monday, I called it out in my group. I personally took it 150% at the max, and I scaled out like I typically teach people. 30, 50, 100%, you scale out your position. Once it hits 100%, you can leave it on if you want to. It's totally up to you. We call those freebies. Because when you make 100%, you can take something off, and that is basically a free ride. So Twitter did not break down any further, did not hit our price target of $56, but if we break down 61 next week, which I think we will, Twitter will head back down, hopefully to that 56 price target we were looking at. So still has potential. A reason I'm going over past ones is you can still play them. We got absolutely hammered in my trading group on Snow. I couldn't believe this. It was insane. We took Snow on Friday. We were running calls into the close and we were trying to swing them. And then it dropped from 328 down to 322 with the largest volume day in Snow's history in the past. I think it was 60 I was looking at. So I don't know what happened, but there was just so many sell orders going in the last 5 minutes. It was shocking. But Snow right here, I was looking for that 328 breakout to 355. It doesn't mean it's over. The market's weak, but it doesn't mean this thing can't keep running. So we'll see if Snow can crush it, break out Monday, and continue past resistance to our ultimate targets up here. A 20-point move is 100%. 30 points is around 200%. So you can make some decent change if we break out. So again, we're not there yet. We are down in my group. That was the one trade we took on Friday, and it's not doing good. Mara, this one does look good. I'm showing you the potential in this one because we called it out last week at about $40, and now we're sitting at 36. And I do think once we get under 35, we're going to head to that next target down here of 30. So keep an eye on Mara. I think Bitcoin might sell off this weekend, which means Mara will follow and look pretty weak on Monday. So this is still priming. Reason I like this is the trend line is pushing us down. We also have those red clouds and blue clouds almost fully underneath price or above price. So we want to get under everything so we can continuation fall. SPY, this is something we're looking at for next week. So here's the first play we're calling. First play we're looking at. And again, this is education. Don't go in blindly throwing money at everything I'm talking about. I'm showing you a great setup. I'm showing you the options I would pick. What you do with that is totally up to you. And it's how you define your trading career. Are you going to take a play and just put money in, not learn if it went good or bad and not figure out what went right or wrong? Or you're going to put money in and study it every single day, figuring out how you would scale out, how you would scale in, and how it would play off of moving averages, Bollinger Bands, EMA clouds. All of this is helpful for you to get better and better and grow on your career as a trader. So every opportunity is a trade. So every trade is an opportunity to get better, and every opportunity we're showing you here is a possible trade you can take for the upcoming week. So the reasons we like this, we really want to teach on reasons, and we really want to teach in general, is we do have the yellow cloud forming for the SPY on the 2 hour. That's a short-term trend reversal. So we're seeing from the highs to this section over here being a different change in SPY. So we're seeing resistance now. Instead, we're seeing support on the blue cloud, now resistance, as we rejected it consistently on Tuesday and Wednesday. And now we're seeing the red cloud forming and trending lower. So I said 441 was my make or break point, and then this thing is sailing lower to 430. After hours, we are under 440 as I look at it. So the traders who took this inside the group should be waking up hopefully Monday to some profits because of the weakness after hours. But I do see SPY coming down to 430 eventually. So we broke key trend line right here. And this is a major, major support level I was waiting for. And with those two EMA clouds turning over and looking bearish, I think with all of that being said, we should make that move. I am looking for those options October 1st, a couple weeks out, not going too far out, but if we get that 10-point move, we are going to make 100% return with these options. So that number you're looking at is the number you can text for my trades and everything I'm looking at on Monday. So my Monday watch list, I'll tell you what we're looking at to scalp. It's in and out trades. It's not anything we are holding for a swing. So check that out if you want to follow us for free. Next trade, actually we do have the books, check those out too, is Nova. And Nova is a long-term play. So I'm throwing this in because there's a lot of people just throwing money in the markets and hoping to become millionaires overnight. And we want to slow it down, show you that you can still make decent money with a long-term play. So I'm not going to update you guys on this play in the future. This thing could take months to really go, but I'm just showing you what I would look for a long-term entry point on a great bullish play. So Nova, Sun, Sunova, this is solar, I believe. I think the whole energy space has been consolidating for way too long. You look at NIO and Tesla, they're bound to make some very bullish moves in the future. And I think energy is just something that's going to get money consistently for the next couple decades. And while these things consolidate into normal price ranges, I think we just have to pick our battles of where we want to get in and wait for the ride. So these are not things that are going to move next week or next month, but hopefully in the next 2 months. Reasons I think this is going to pop is look at the bottom to top move. So 5 to 50 is 1,000% run. We are consolidating right at the middle of it. So if you take the middle of that, it's going to be right around $25 to $30. So this is called the 50% retracement. This is where we look to see if it defends. If we defend this level, we know if it holds, defends, and moves off of it, it's confirmation that the consolidation is over. So we want to make sure this consolidation ends with a breakout of this triangle. So we're looking for a move over 35, but with the time on our options, we can get in early, we can scale in slowly. The idea is you buy your full position slowly. It takes multiple months to get into a long-term position sometimes. It takes about 1 to 2 months to watch it, and then 1 to 2 months to kind of time your entry points. And then hopefully 3 to 6 months of holding and profiting. But the bullish, it's long-term bullish, we love it. The area of support is right here, and I think we come off of it in the next couple months. April 14th, 2022, long-term options. Those are about 8 months away. I do think a 20-point move can happen. That would mean we would turn these $200 options 20 points to 670, which would be 200% return or more. So I like that a lot. I'm pretty pumped on Nova. And I think if you can be patient, this could be a really great play. This isn't financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just trying to help you see things clearly so you can trade better on your journey. Here's something I had to switch out. We had snow. I love snow. And then it tanked. So I just switched out with ASTS. And this is a Wall Street Bet type play. Some DD was posted on there with this. And I actually like this long term. Space is the sector I think is going to get tremendous money, and it's going to go vertical for the next 20 to 30 years as we try to colonize, as we do those trips to space from Virgin Galactic. And then we have Space Mobile. So it's satellites that deliver mobile to everybody, 5G. And it's actually done very well from what I'm reading. And this stock just made an engulfing candle this week on the weekly, as you can see, but it's very choppy, very snaky. We want to see a move to 1430. And the funny thing is the option chain is so, the volatility is so small in the options that we don't need much to make much. But I do think this price target of $18, $19 could come in if it gets a lot of volume and a lot of hype on Wall Street Bets. So keep an eye on it. But we are looking for October 15th, which are 28 days out. Those options today alone are up 260%, 125%. If we go towards the 17.5s or the 15s, all we need is a $2 move to 100% our money. So $2 would be $88 to $128, $2.50. So that would be about 60% return with 30-day out options is incredible. A $5 move, that's closer to 100%. We're seeing 17.5s go to 12.5s from 88 to 198. So it's about 150-ish percent return. So $5 puts us right at $18, which is all the way up here, 130%, 150% possible run. So that one is a longer term one. Super long term is Nova. That's going to be multiple months. But if you want something quick, if you're looking for something to move soon, I like the SPY and looking at it after hours. I don't think we're going to get an easy entry point on Monday. So good luck, guys. Please be careful. Please scale out if you're winning, and please respect your losers, because you can only pay for them if they're small. If they're gargantuan and big, you can't pay for your losers easily. If you want to see our past three picks, check it out in the video to the right of me. If you want to trade with me 7 days for free, hit the link below. I'll see you guys on the next three picks. Peace.